All right, this is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station you're listening to is 101.5 UMFM. Back live in the studio. I have to be completely honest. I had some problems with my computer a few weeks back, and it was actually pretty scary. My hard drive got fried, and I was afraid I was going to lose all of my files, which meant all of my music too, all of my digital music at least. Turns out, you know, they were able to save the files and everything's back to normal now. But last week I had to run a previous episode. It was a back to school episode, so I thought it was a little appropriate. But back in full force again today for this week. Pretty miserable day, if I do say so myself. It's pretty dark out there too. Like, holy, didn't expect that on the way out here. Oh, we got a great show lined up for you, though. We got some new stuff to play for you. We got a new track from Metz. We got a band out of Vancouver called Necking just released their album Cut Your Teeth on Mint Records. We'll be hearing a track from that. A new Hippery song, surprise, surprise, put out another 7-inch split with a band called Grindhouse out of Australia. And new Quagmire, like, wow, new Quagmire. I never thought I'd see the day. First, I'm going to start it off with a bit of a tribute. Brad Wallace, he was a guitarist for Pink Fairies, passed away a little while back, not last week, I think the week before. He was also the first guitarist for Motorhead. Pink Fairies and Motorhead were Pink Fairies and Hawkwind were good buddies. So when Lemmy formed Motorhead, he asked Brad to play guitar. I don't think they recorded an album together. I think he was replaced shortly thereafter. But Motorhead did do a Pink Fairies song, City Kids, on their first album. So let's listen to a Pink Fairies song. We're going to hear something off Kings of Oblivion going back to 73. This is Chromium Plating on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Like a knife in the dark,
All right, this is a Sorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Biblical. The track was called Mature Themes. That was from their latest album, The City That Always Sleeps, released a couple years ago. And Pink Fairies started the set off with Chromium Plating from their 73 album, Kings of Oblivion. That one's for Brad Wallace, who passed away not too long ago, the guitarist for Pink Fairies, and also Motorhead for a brief time. All right, so Mets from Toronto, you may have heard of them, I don't know. they recently put out a collection of their early singles. It was called Automat, and they've just released a companion EP, I guess we could say. It's called ME. It's named after the first track on the album, which just so happens to be a Gary Numan cover, which just so happens to be awesome. So we're gonna give that a listen to right now. What do you say? Any objections? No? No? All right, here we go. This is Mets on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Eve is an international festival dedicated to sound art and experimental music, celebrating its 21st year in Winnipeg. On October 20th, at Crescent Fort Rouge United Church, Send and Receive and Groundswell present A Concert for Organ and Electronics by Swedish composer Ellen Arkbro, as well as a performance for solo guitar from renowned Japanese improviser Tetsuzi Akiyama. Visit sendandreceive.org for concert details and the full festival program.
Hey, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, at stations 101.5 UMFM. And we just heard a band called Soji. That was a cover, actually, of Scratch Acid's song, Greatest Gift, with, I guess, guest vocals by someone named Alan McAllister, because normally Valerie Salerno does the vocals for Soji. That was a great cover. I really enjoyed that. Very by the books, but nonetheless, very good. And Metz started it off with ME, their Gary Numan cover. That was interesting. Yeah. All right. So next up, Necking from Vancouver just put out an album called Cut Your Teeth. I'm not sure. I don't think this is their first album. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't do my homework on that one. It's released by Mint Records, and the title or the first single is a song called Big Mouth, and it is really catchy. Yeah, so we're gonna start off with that, followed up with some Catholic Girls, band out of Montreal called Sharon, which I just discovered recently, and. That song we'll be hearing later, Baby Factory, is song of the week for me right now. Just really digging that. And we'll follow it up with some PG Harvey. Here, right, here's some Necking on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Big mouth, you gotta really big mouth.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Ranson. That was the one and only PJ Harvey with Snake from her amazing, amazing album, Rid of Me, going back to 93. Sharon, before that, from Montreal with a track called Baby Factory. It's actually in French, but... the name of the album's Mange Mo, I think. Anyways, that's my song of the week. I've been hooked on that one all week. Catholic Girls before that with Hysteria. That's from their cassette EP. Sheila Joined a Cult. And Necking started the set off with Big Mouth from Cut Your Teeth, out on Mint Records now. All right. A band out of Dublin called The Murder Capital, making some waves. They released an album called When I Have Fears. It was released on Human Season Records. It was produced by Flood. I didn't realize that until today, so that's pretty crazy. And, yeah, it's a great, great album. Really digging it. I think I played a track a few weeks back, so we're going to hear another one. We're going to follow it up with a band out of Toronto. Well, it's a one-man band out of Toronto. By the name of The Undecidable. This is The Murder Capital, though. This track is called Feeling Fades on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
As the feeling fades away, the tearing streets create a wave of never seeing stills in time, a sway of settled lines. Sounds of children ring to curling toes in spring. With an hour lapsed round you and me, the now lapsed round you and me. We'll be right back.
figured it out. I finally figured it out. I finally figured it out. I finally figured it out.
Affordable t-shirts, hoodies, or other items for your group? Look no further than printedshirts.ca. From water bottles to travel mugs to backpacks, and from t-shirts to hoodies to team uniforms, printedshirts.ca has been meeting the needs of U of M student groups, clubs, and other organizations for over 20 years. Printedshirts.ca is Winnipeg's number one source for branded merch, whether it's just a dozen printed t-shirts or a large order of embroidered faculty hoodies. Their friendly and helpful staff consistently delivers quality product hassle-free, quickly, and at a great price. Visit printedshirts.ca to see the entire selection of products or stop by their showroom at 464 Hargrave Street in the Exchange for an in-person consultation about how printedshirts.ca can help out you and your group.
Hey, this is Assorted Hour. I am your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station's 101.5 UMFM. Yeah. Where'd that come from? I don't know. yeah, it's we just heard the Undecidable before that commercial. The track was called Finally Figured It Out. That's from the album Still Not Understood, released a couple of years ago. That's basically all done by one guy, Paul Walischke from Toronto. Yeah, it's a great album. Go check it out. You can find it out on Bandcamp. And the Murder Capital started the set off with Feeling Fades from their recently released album, When I Have Fears. Good stuff. Good stuff. I'm really digging that one a lot lately, too. All right, so let's come across this band out of Minnesota called Milk Bath. They have a two-song demo out right now, and this one song kind of piqued my interest. I kind of dig it. It's I think it's sung in Russian. It's called Fire. So let's take a listen. Tell me what you think. Here we go. Anytime now.
Son irá jamén y a bota quieto. take Emmett in his clothes in the water. I'll wipe that smile from his face that's taken root like a tree. I'm gonna make Emmett buy the farm on the bottom. A smile on my face, I'm laughing harder than he. What's so funny, Emmett, don't you know?
To the Cinematheque September 25th to October 6th is The World Before Your Feet, What One Man Learned While Walking Every Sidewalk in New York City. Followed by Specters of Shortwave, September 27th at 7 p.m., about the ghosts that haunt New Brunswick. and the free sing-along September 28th, featuring the music of the early 2000s. For more information about any of these films, please visit WinnipegCinematheque.com.
All right, this is a Sordid Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Ranson. We just heard local band Soft Switch before that commercial. The track was called Boys from their EP, Happiness, released last year. Mouse was before that. The name of the track was Emmett. That's from a 7-inch called Caesar Salad. That goes back early 90s. That features Mac McNeely from Jesus Lizard and later P.W. Long's Real Foot on drums, as well as Jenny the Mouse McNeely. I think she's maybe doing the vocals. She was also on on a shellac track off of Action Park. I can't remember if it was Idea of the North or, I don't know, one of those songs. And Milkbath started the set off with Fire from their two-song demo. All right. So Quagmire just played the Albert on Friday. I'm still kicking myself for missing that. I wasn't able to go. But they put out a new EP. I think it might have been some older recorded material that was never released. It's called Falsetto Stiletto. So we're going to hear a track called New Vice, followed up by some New Hip Priests. All right. This is Quagmire on Assorted Hour.
Brand new vice, nothing but brand new.
right, this is a Sorted Hour. It's about all the time we have for now. Stay tuned for This, That, and the Third up next. I'm going to let you off all here. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm going to leave you off with a cover, Crimson and Clover. This is going back way back by a local band called Nothing Days. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Here we go. This is a Sorted Hour, signing out.